Good morning. Welcome to the First Unitarian Church of Alton. My name is Yomi Kinder. I welcome you into this community of hope and transcendence. Here we seek wisdom beyond our own experience. Here we open our loving minds to the mystery of wonder and the moral imagination. Here we transcend the day-to-day of our lives to seek for truths both meaningful and sustaining. Here we seek to offer a loving message that provides wholeness in a broken world. We are Unitarian Universalists. I offer my welcome to you, and in particular to those who are first-time visitors, which I don't see any. We welcome you to fill out one of our visitor cards in the back of the gray hymnal. But since there's no new people, I'll just skip this paragraph. We do have a nursery for infants and young children under the age of 4 through these doors to the left, the first room past the foyer. Our religious education program begins when we bless our children on their way to their classes and concludes at 11:30 a.m. At the front, we have our spirit chair with activities for all ages. You are invited to go to the spirit chair at any time during the service to take an activity back to your seat. Children and youth are encouraged to attend religious education programs when we sing and bless our children and youth later in the service. We welcome everyone into this home of comfort, spirit, justice, and hope. We do have an announcement. As the board and financial committee work on our budget, we are facing serious choices on how to fund our minister's salary and ministry, church programming, etc. We would like to have an open discussion of priorities with the congregation because ultimately the decision is yours. We will meet after service this Sunday, May 15th, and next Sunday, May 22nd, at the fireside to apprise you of our possibilities and challenges. All are welcome and encouraged to join us on both Sundays. Due to the meeting, Seekers is canceled. Prelude today is Dancing in the Sun by MC Yogi.
Thank you. succumb to the pull drawn and make my tongue like undulating waves lap across the ocean. Not the mind so long, I'm gonna king to come through the ocean and fight over crumbs, young back into the space from which we are strong. When the work is done, we'll be dancing in the sun.
Our call to worship words today is a poem by Mae Swenson named Was Worm. Was Worm swaddled in white, now tiny queen in sequin coat, peacock bright, drinks the wind and feeds on sweat of the leaves. Is little chinks of mosaic floating, a scatter of colored beads, alighting pokes with her new black wire, the saffron yolks, on silent hinges, open folds her wings, applauding hands, weaned from coddling white to lake deep air, to blue and green is queen. Please join me in reciting the chalice lighting words as Eunice and Gruvis Luker light our chalice. Yeah, thank you. Oh, we light this chalice, symbol of Unitarian Universalism. May it remind us of the divine spark in all creation, the power of love to heal what is broken, and to be grateful for life's blessings each day. I got distracted by the kids. Our opening hymn today is number 347, Gather the Spirit. And we will be joined in singing with the Unitarian Universalist Church of San Mateo, California. Rise as your spirits and bodies allow.
Gathering people.
Today we celebrate worship through art. As we continue our monthly theme of transcendence, we experience together an hour of transcendent art. We will see images, hear songs, and listen to poetry and stories that invite us out of the ordinary and every day. After each reading, there will be a moment of silence to consider the words we experience together. As you participate today, open your imagination to the possibilities and wisdom that come to you. Today is a day for wonderment and mystery. We begin with a story told in images. And this is Tuesday by David Weissner.
Thank you.
This is our second Weisner book, so I feel compelled to say if you have not checked out the rest of his work, please do. He's a beautiful artist. My favorite is Flotsam. Please join me in singing our children on to their classes. Rejoice in love we know and share, in love and beauty everywhere. Rejoice in truth that makes us free, and in the good that yet shall be.
The words of Nita Penfold. No matter what they tell you, let it be about joy. Let it be about the sacred. Self-surviving. No, thriving. Shining its way to the knowledge within. Let it be about blooming. The unfolding of the universe through you. Because the story of you begins 15 billion years ago with the first flash of being.
Ascension by Marty Keller. Despite brown edges, we can count on the dogwood, count on the azaleas, on irises and morning glories. They are our resurrection, rising to meet the season. No matter how muddy or disconsolate, we can depend on their ascension, a private Easter, poking through the clay soil. Count on what's been planted to merit praise and glory.
Each week we take time to recognize the joys and sorrows, the celebrations and struggles of this community. We do this by taking a stone or stones from the bowls as we enter, or from the bowl from on the chancel. We allow the stones to bring us into awareness of those things most important in our life through thought or meditation. We then place them in the cleansing waters of this community, which include a little bit of water collected from our annual water communion. If you have joys, sorrows, celebrations, or struggles you wish to recognize, you are invited to come forward now in a ritual of joy and sorrow. Our meditation today is a prayer by Reverend Marta Valentin. Spirit of life that abounds and surrounds us as we walk our individual paths on our individual pace, we have all been led here this morning to this convocation of human spirits, where we can revel in each other's light, where we can share, compartir, just how similar our individual paths seem in a world that reflects back the negativity of difference. Thank you for your patience as we roam in circles, searching for the hand that we do not notice right beside us, or the face full of love and devotion that we do not recognize as our own. Spirit of this world and beyond, we strive to keep conscious our interconnections, our interdependence, our trust in one another as a human being, humans, being, loving, being, in truth and with compassion. For we know that what we send out to the universe is what will return, and we wish to send our love to restore this broken world. Please join in a time of silent meditation, prayer, or contemplation as your own personal practice. Please join in singing our meditation song, number 123, Spirit of Life.
Spirit of life, come unto me. Sing in my heart all the stirrings of compassion. The shape of justice, roots hold me close, wings set me free. Spirit of life, come to me.
We each receive from this church the opportunity to explore meaning, purpose, and value in our lives. How does the money you give reflect what you receive? How does our collective money transform all within and beyond our congregation's walls? This morning's offering will be gratefully received, maybe lovingly given.
Oh,
Please join me in reciting the offering blessing. To the work of the church, which is weaving a tapestry of love we call community, we dedicate ourselves and these our offerings.
This is a poem by Pat Main Ellis called Scientists Find Universe Awash in Tiny Diamonds. But haven't we always known the shimmer of trees, the shaking of flames, every cloud lined with something? Clean water sings right to the belly, scouring us with its purity. It too is awash with diamonds, so small that trillions could rest on the head of a pin. It is not unwise to say that the air is hung close with diamonds, that we breathe diamond, our lungs hoarding, exchanging, our blood sowing them rich and thick along every course it takes. Does this explain why some of us are hard, why some of us shine, why we are all precious? That we are awash in creation, spumed with diamonds, shot through with beauty that survived the death of stars.
Our story today is The Greening Breath by Meg Barnhouse. My new house has roses blooming all along its sunny southern side. Mama told me roses were hard to grow, so I never tried. But here they are, and I like watching them. A medieval Christian mystic named Hildegard of Benning wrote, the breath of the air makes the earth fruitful. Thus the air is the soul of the earth, moistening it, greening it. Watching my roses, I see that greening breath moving up slowly through the stem, sending energy through the tips of the leaves as they uncurl, gathering in what they need from the summer sun. Hildegard of Benning said, "The soul is a breath of living spirit that with sensitivity permeates the entire body to give it life." I'm wishing for the greening spirit in my soul this summer. The heat drains the life out of me. Some days I drag around crabby and overwhelmed. I see people on TV having cookouts, rafting down refreshing rivers, enjoying places I can't afford this year. I know that comparing my life to life on TV is a no-win practice. When I'm hot, everyone else seems grateful, loving, patient, financially savvy, organized. They do things a little at a time rather than letting everything pile up. But everything is too hard for me when it's hot, or maybe I'm too soft. I can't tell. The greening is hard for me to feel in summer, but I see my roses feeling it as they bloom. Sometimes I wonder if it hurts to bloom. I imagine I'm a rose. Do I love being a bud all curled around myself, feeling hugged and tight, knowing what's what? I soak up the sun. I am gently tossed in a warm breeze, and suddenly everything starts to loosen up. My petals are letting go. They are moving apart from one another. Do I try to hold on, grab for the edges, and keep the changes from happening? Perhaps I think, I don't understand this, but maybe it's what's supposed to happen. I allow the once tight petals to move apart. Does it hurt? Does it cause anxiety? Do I think I'm falling apart, or do I realize that I'm blooming? The roses seem to accept each stage with grace, but how do we really know? Maybe we just can't hear them screaming. I'm trying to trust, imagining that whatever is happening is supposed to happen. Maybe this faith is well-founded, or maybe it's not, but I'm going to try it out for a while. The shoot, the stem, the flower, then the seed, all in their own time. I'm just musing, watching these roses, surrendering to summer. May the greening seep into my soul. Transcendence, out of the ordinary, out of the normal, beyond the physical, outside the everyday. What helps you connect with the spirit of the extraordinary, of beauty, of wonder, of mystery? Music, poetry, dance, nature, the cosmos, love for family. As you go forth this week, may you look for this transcendent in your life. Dwell there. Let the wisdom of transcendence pour into your essence, your experience. For in the transcendent places, we find possibility, hope, and strength. May you be transcendent and transplendent. Our closing hymn today is 1064, Blue Boat Home. We will be joined by Peter Mayer. There is a brief musical interlude between verses 2 and 3.
I travel, and the earth is mine.
Our benediction today is from Reverend Dr. Colin Boson. Let us go in the spirit of love, never knowing when or where we may find the divine, yet conscious of the spark within each of us. Let us go in peace. Let us go in love. May our lives be a blessing. Amen. Our service has ended, or our worship has ended. May our service begin. And this is Fifth Element by Eugenia Laguna. Have a good week, everybody.